K-O-4-R-I-M, K-4-R-M mobile. If that's you trying to answer, you're not, I'm not hearing you. You got too much static. Turn your power up. K-4-R-M mobile, clear.
K-N-4-B-W-A. About today. You should be at home with your feet up, taking a nap, having it easy.
But I'm not. I'm just out running errands. How about you?
We're getting ready for the spring season, and I'm running down to Harbor Freight to get me a new impact wrench so I can get the blades changed on my 60-inch zero-turn Cub Cadet so we can get ready for the season. My old impact wrench is like 35 years old, and it's just finally, it don't put out enough juice to get anything done. And then we're going over to Lowe's to buy the Roundup and about getting ready for the season.
A lot I spent yesterday doing that kind of stuff, cutting grass and spraying Roundup and what have you. So with this warm weather, it's kind of gotten, the grass has gotten started a little bit earlier than it normally does.
Beautiful trees in bloom. Man, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, and I'm afraid if we have another cold snap or two, they're going to get bit back, too.
That's coming. One of the best snows I remember was in March when I was younger. So, anyhow, it is what it is. Hey, I figured you'd be working that contest this weekend.
No, I signed up for it. I did just play in it a little bit and answered a few stations, the ones that I, they weren't all-time new ones for me, but they were new countries this year. But no, just had too much on the agenda to spend all weekend in the chair this weekend. But yeah, Mary and I were talking about snow in March this morning. We can remember at least once or twice when we've had a pretty good snow in March, so nothing's off the table.
With that little snow we got this year, we just kind of hunkered in and let it go. Of course, you know, I've got my old Ram 4x4 diesel, so it's really not much of a challenge being able to get out and go, so, you know, we just sat back and enjoyed it.
Up on the hill, we had 12 inches up there, and we just mostly sat back and watched the snow.
There, you didn't really have a whole lot of choice but to stay up there, did you?
No, so it was a long weekend, and we were able to get off the mountain on Monday afternoon. We had a neighbor who has a tractor, and he has a blade on it, and he pushed us the path all the way down the mountain, and we got off fine.
Good. That's good. What do they use, a scrape blade or a front end loader?
A scrape blade on it, and he just pushed us a path down the mountain. And like I say, it was most, you know, 99% snow, so we didn't have to deal with ice. And I've got four-wheel drive in my truck, so we made it down fine.
Good. Well, let me rephrase that. I bought Sue a UTV, got a 750cc dump bed UTV for her. She's having a ball with that thing.
And somebody, I think, on this repeater about it. Well, that's good. it might also play into some of your projects, too, I'm sure.
The bed on the thing is good for 1,200 pounds, and I guarantee you, I won't be hoofing the daggone fertilizer around like I was. Plus, the bed on it's got a power dump, you know, so, you know, it's a power tilt on the bed, so I don't have to worry quite as much about shoveling.
That sounds good. Well, I'm getting ready to make a stop here, so I'm kind of going from place to place, but it's good to hear you. And you say hello to Sue for us. And Mary's sitting here riding shotgun, so she's hearing the conversation. Take care, and we'll talk later. KN4VWA, K4RM Mobile.
K4RM Mobile, KN4VWA. You just said hey to Sue. And how you doing, Mary? Keep that boy straight. Y'all take it easy. 73's KN4VWA, clear.